Hello, my name is Heather Newman, and I run D&H Newman Farms. We grow heritage garlic, herbs, hot peppers, and the standard white Chanticleer chicken. Preserving heritage varieties is a priority on our farm, and it's equally as important that we make sure that every component of our farm is economically viable. Standard poultry feed is designed for rapid growing commercial breeds. Our heritage breeds grow much slower, and I've never been able to find any information on the feed requirements for these lower growing birds. So taking part in this trial was a great opportunity for us to investigate that ourselves. We looked specifically at the protein in the feed because that is the most expensive part of the feed, and any savings that we can make in feed is a great savings for the birds because this is the most expensive part of raising birds. Our trial was designed to test the protein in our grow-out groups. All of our chicks were started on our 20% chick starter. At 8 weeks of age, when the birds are fully feathered, their protein requirements drop. And at this age, we divided each grow-out group into two cohorts. One was put on a 13% grower finisher and the other on a 16% grower finisher. All of our birds were weighed each month and their weights were recorded. Our birds are all free range, and so they had access to grass and bugs and the outdoors. You can see pictures here. The kids helped out with this project. They helped us build this new housing, which were dubbed the chicken cottages. They were also instrumental in weighing the birds. From this project, we learned that the lower protein did not affect their growth, although we are aware that greater numbers would be important to assess the statistical value of the project. So we hope to repeat this again another time with another year's worth of grow out birds. To source the feed for this project meant that we had to switch to a bulk feeding system, which was something I've been trying to do for a long time. So making that happen actually resulted in good savings on our feed for us. One of the most important things, I think, was having the structure to do further analysis for feed for our birds. This structure really means that we can make our own assessments and figure out which information to gather to determine any other changes that we may want to make to feed in the future.